Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsker. In this episode, we discuss how AI implementations not only revolutionize network functionalities, but also play a pivotal role in evaluating employee morale and help create the elusive unicorn employee. In this third part of our AI and DevNet podcast, I once again sit down with Ruben Dedman, Technical Consulting Manager for Cisco DevNet at TD SYNNEX, to discover real-world examples of how AI-driven automation within networks empowers teams and fosters a sense of purpose and satisfaction, especially during challenging times. The benefits this creates for partners showcases the unique ways AI contributes to the development of unicorn employees who are individuals with unparalleled skills and profound sense of purpose. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Thank you for joining us again, Ruben, for our third episode. It's a pleasure to sit down with you and discuss again about AI and DevNet.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and jump into the first question. Now, Ruben, how do AI implementations within network use cases contribute to building a more resilient and purpose-driven workforce, especially during times when employee morale may be low?
AI implementations within network use cases contribute to building like a more resilient and purpose-driven workforce by automating your routine repetitive tasks, allowing employees to focus on more like strategic, creative, and fulfilling work. As we spoke in the last episodes, moving away from the legacy networks where you're doing everything manually, it's error-prone, and a lot of people are stressed out and having to perform work tasks at crazy hours. You know, AI implementations change this, changes the landscape of networks. And this shift can significantly boost morale, especially during challenging times as employees feel their roles contribute more directly to the organization's goals and innovation. So you see an all-around change for companies. It builds your bottom line, but it also increases the enjoyment for employees and your businesses.
Can you share specific examples or case studies where AI technologies and networking have not only enhanced technical capabilities, but have also played a role in boosting employee engagement and satisfaction?
Yes. So specific examples involve companies that implemented AI-driven network management solutions. This automated the process of monitoring network health and identifying issues. It not only enhanced the technical capabilities of the IT team, but it also allowed them to engage more in proactive strategy and innovation projects, leading to increased job satisfaction, like we just spoke, engagements that felt more aligned to the company and, you know, the company's success. Specific examples, you know, are seeing teams that were typically in the dark about what was going on this side, on operations, where management is separated from operations, and these teams don't know what the left hand is doing. So having a collaboration solution, an AI solution that reduces the amount of tools that they're working on and puts all the information on one interface, it allows these teams to collaborate better and understand what they're doing and increases productivity and enjoyment in work. So there's a lot of solutions that our partners are adapting to increase their bottom line, and it's exciting to see. And we're just getting started, and we're looking forward to helping more partners see what they do. Every network is different, so but we all know that all networks desire to have eyes on the network through management operations and putting those teams together.
Now, for partners and businesses that are looking to leverage AI within their networks, what are the steps that they can take to ensure the implementation aligns with both technical requirements and the goal of fostering a sense of purpose among their employees?
So for partners and businesses looking to leverage AI within their networks, it's crucial to start with a clear understanding of both the technical landscape and the workforce aspirations. Steps include conducting thorough needs assessments, setting clear objectives for AI implementations that align with enhancing employee roles and involving employees in the plan process to ensure that technology supports their growth and sense of purpose. When a lot of people think they need to make these advancements into AI and change their companies, they feel like it's more of a technical aspect where, hey, we need to get more technical guys. But in order to make these advancements in your company, it's imperative that you think of a digitally transforming your business. So that means that everyone in the company is on board with the digital transformation. It's not just the technical team, it's everyone on board. Not everyone's a technical individual on the team, but if everyone's on board understanding that they need to be adopting technical and digital transformation in their own companies, it helps move the company along so that they have a clear purpose that will allow them to transform their businesses.
Now, in what ways does AI-driven automation in network use cases empower employees, allowing them to focus on higher value tasks and fostering a more fulfilling work experience?
AI-driven automation and network use cases empower employees by handling time-consuming tasks such as network configuration, security monitoring, and troubleshooting. This liberation from mundane tasks enables employees to dedicate more time to strategic initiatives and innovation and personal development, which are often more rewarding in the end and align with their career goals. So this really fosters a more fulfilling work experience. When you're going into work and you're just doing mundane tasks day in, day out, and you're always putting out fires, you know, you have a kind of an environment that's constantly on the go, constantly needing to do this and that because something didn't go right because of human error. It gets really stressful, and the turnaround, you see employees don't stay. They're constantly leaving. You have revolving doors. So when you have AI-driven technologies and pushing towards automation, you see that employees have more desire to go to work, to create solutions that will solve those mundane problems. You're putting out the fires through AI solutions instead of having to rush to things to manually figure out the problem and solve the problem. It brings a different point of view, and I've seen it over and over with the partners that we work with. The excitement that the employees get when they receive these skills and they find new solutions to solve network problems. It's a different outlook, and it's really exciting to see these employees change their mindset.
So as we discuss unicorn employees, how can AI technologies be utilized to identify and nurture unique talents within a workforce and ultimately contributing to a more diverse and skilled team?
So AI technologies can be utilized to identify and nurture unique talents within a workforce by analyzing performance data, learning and development progress, and engagement levels to highlight individuals with exceptional skills or potential. This data-driven approach allows managers to tailor development programs and assign projects that align with each employee's strengths and interests. In the end, it's promoting a more diverse and skilled team. But like I said in our last question, you know, when these employees get the opportunity to create these bleeding edge applications that solve problems that normally would have been solved manually and normally would have, you know, high rates of like possibilities that things would go wrong because of human error. You see a transformation within these employees where typically you would need a CCIE to solve problems. Well, now you have an experienced CCNA or a less experienced CCMP creating solutions that would, you know, a CCIE would normally be doing. And once they see that they have the capability of the more experienced network individuals, you see an excitement, a devotion, a fire within these employees. And that's how you build these unicorn employees. You show them that you can advance their level to a higher experienced individual using certain tools, advancing their level in a short period of time. And once they see that power, you know, it really drives them to become much better employees, thereby having your unicorn employee. I've seen it happen over and over again. That's the best part of my job, is to work with partners and see an individual who wasn't really excited to go to work, struggling, didn't really know what they brought to the table for their company, and then to train them up, teach them about the tools, the AI-driven tools, the automation, APIs, and help them build their program. And then you see these employees see the possibilities of what they can do, start building these apps, and start teaching more experienced network engineers and developers how to do their job and do it better. You start seeing a transformation, and it's really exciting to see. It's my favorite part of the job.
Well, excellent. So considering the ongoing advancements in AI and DevNet, what future possibilities do you see for further enhancing employee satisfaction and purpose through innovative network use cases?
So the ongoing advancements in AI and DevNet open up numerous possibilities for enhancing employee satisfaction and purpose. Future network use cases could include more personalized career development paths based on AI-driven skills and interest assessments, AI-facilitated collaboration tools that connect employees with similar interests or complementary skills, and even more advanced predictive analysis to foresee mitigation, potential network issues before they arise, or further reducing stress and increasing the time employees can dedicate to meaningful work. There's a lot of advancements that we're seeing solve issues with employees. You know, all employees have different issues when they're going to work. So if they can find an AI solution that can solve that problem area that they have, and they solve it, then they can connect with other employees who are like-minded to them to solve those specific issues that they have. And then other employees can find the solutions to their issues and then collaborate with other employees who also have those issues. Then as they collaborate and build those applications and products, they continue to improve them and build a solution that's a long-lasting solution. So it really increases their dedication to work, and it's exciting to see.
Great. Now, before we wrap up, Ruben, is there anything you would like to leave our audience with?
So, as I said, you know, AI, DevNet, automation, API integration, it's the now. It's important that your companies are seeking assistance through TD SYNNEX and Cisco so that we can help you build your teams to build solutions that will transform your businesses. If you want that unicorn employee, you don't have to look outside of your business anymore. You can build those unicorn employees within your business. And that's what we specialize in, is, you know, building the unicorn employees from that average employee that you have by introducing them to these tools and giving them a purpose and being there to help guide them through this journey. And we love doing what we do. So reach out to me, ruben.dedman@tdcynics.com. And we can help you build your team to build your unicorn employees and get you guys implementing these AI solutions into your own business.
Thank you, Ruben, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.